On the agenda, the Judicial Council Legislative Priorities for 2013. This is an action item, and I invite Corey and Teresa and Donna to the panel to be led by Justice Baxter.
The background information and the recommendations are set forth at item R of your binders. I'm not sure, Judge Herman, whether that's item R on your computer, but as far as the
it is.
Binders are concerned, it's item R.
Virtually yours, Justice Baxter.
The Policy Committee's recommendations for legislative priorities this year, as in the past few years, remain focused mostly, though not entirely, on budget and budget-related issues. I'd like to say that the first three priorities are budget, budget, budget. To put it in context, the current year budget reduced state general fund support for the judicial branch by $544 million. Coupled with yearly reductions starting in the 2008-2009 fiscal year, budget branch cuts total more than $1.2 billion. And that's with a B. Despite the passage of Prop 30, the judicial branch still had the trigger pulled through the increased cuts we sustained in the May revision, which was a $125 million ongoing reduction. And using $50 million in construction revenue to offset that $125 million reduction continues to decimate the branch's already underfunded construction program. So with no additional reductions in trial court funding, assuming that, we will nevertheless be facing $475 million in permanent ongoing reductions in fiscal year 2013-14. If the $200 million fund balances are swept, as proposed by the State Department of Finance, the budget hit in fiscal year 2013-14 would grow to $675 million. So we do have a very serious issue, as we all recognize. So our recommendation is to advocate for budget stability within the branch, including opposing any further budget reduction, as well as advocating for sufficient resources to reopen closed courts and restore critical programs and services that have been reduced or eliminated in the past several years. In consultation with the Chief Justice, a small planning group has been formed to assist the Chief Justice and to assist Judge Jarre on very short notice regarding the budget issues currently facing the judicial branch. I've been asked to join as a member of that planning group, which will be chaired by the Chief Justice, and others who have been asked and who have agreed to serve are Justice Miller, Judge Earl.
The following participant enters the conference. Not available.
Judge Hardcastle, Judge O'Malley, Mark Robinson, and David Yamasaki. Representing the AOC, of course, Judge Jarr, Kurt Sutherland, Vlatko Theodorovic, Vlatko, and Corey Jasperson. So this will be a group that will be assisting the Chief Justice, assisting Judge Jarr in coordinating the effort to advocate aggressively, but to do so in a way where you don't burn bridges. And I think the Senator made reference to that in her comments earlier. So timing is very important. What we do today may be very different from what is recommended after January 10th. So we have to be very discreet in the manner in which the advocacy takes place. I'll now turn the mic over to Corey, who will be talking about the trial court efficiencies, cost savings, and new revenue issues.
Thank you, Madam Chief Justice and members. As Justice Baxter stated, budget remains the top priority. PCLC further recommends continuing efforts for the enactment of legislation implementing the 17 operational efficiencies, cost savings, and new revenue proposals approved for Judicial Council sponsorship earlier this year. In addition, the PJ CEO Trial Court Efficiencies Working Group has reevaluated proposals for trial court efficiencies that had been examined in spring of 2012, but not included in the list of 17. The working group has recommended several additional proposals for further consideration. The Ad Hoc Advisory Committee met in late November and early December to review the working group's proposals. The recommendations of both groups are scheduled to be presented to PCLC in January and subsequently brought to the Judicial Council, most likely in February.
Teresa.
Good afternoon, Madam Chief Justice and Council members. I'm speaking on the issue of judgeships and SJO conversions. The PCLC continues to recommend seeking legislation for new judgeships to meet the significant and critical need for judgeships in the superior courts, consistent with the most recent judicial needs assessment. PCLC again recommended that the Judicial Council sponsor legislation for 50 new judgeships. PCLC also recommends advocacy for the legislature to once again ratify the Judicial Council's authority to convert 16 subordinate judicial officer positions in eligible courts to judgeships, as has been the case in the past 5 years. In addition, PCLC recommends that the Judicial Council sponsor legislation to expedite these conversions by adding 10 additional family or juvenile assignment conversions in the upcoming year.
And, Chief, that does complete our report, if there are any questions.
Thank you. It's like Judge Ellsworth.
I have a question. I applaud and thank you for looking for new judgeships. Is there any work being done on funding those that have already been authorized and not yet funded?
Perhaps Donna can address that.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, Judge Ellsworth. PCLC did consider whether part of the recommendations to the council should be continuing, once again, the advocacy for the funding for the second set of judgeships, which were authorized in 2007 but never funded. During that discussion, the conclusion was that there was greater likelihood of success in authorizing the third set of 50 judgeships, and that as part of the focused budget advocacy that needs to be done to deal with the closures that the courts have been dealing with, the fund balances, all of these issues, that we needed to focus on those issues and throwing into that mix the question of funding the second set of 50 judgeships probably would not further that advocacy.
Chief.
Judge Rosenberg.
Yes, I disagree with that. You know, that's like showing a starving man a picture of a steak rather than giving him a steak. You know, we have these judgeships that have been created by the governor and the legislature, what, 5 years ago, that have never been funded. We need those judgeships. And to walk away from that is just wrong. I think we need to advocate the funding of the judgeships. Creating another, you know, saying authorize the other 50, but don't fund them, that's the picture of the stake.
What I would suggest, let PCLC revisit that issue and bring it before the council in February.
Okay.
Any other comments or question before we take a motion on the three recommendations found on page 2 under that item R?
Well, it would be 2.
Page 2 of item R?
Two items.
I'm sorry. I understand there are three my agenda.
Efficiency.
Under recommendation, there are three.
Right. Chief Justice, I would move to recommend that we adopt item number 1 and 3 and put on hold number 2 for PCLC to further discuss how we want to deal with the issue of funding and or sponsoring an additional 50 judgeships or advocating for funds for the judgeships that have already been approved. So I would ask that I would move to recommend item number 1 and 3 of the recommendations.
Thank you.
Judge O'Malley makes the motion. Judge Kaufman seconds. Any further discussion on this matter? See no hands raised. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Not hearing any opposed. Items 1 and 3 of the recommendations are adopted, and 2 is put off for further discussion, so PCLC may further consider that, with the addition of advocating for funding for the already approved judgeships. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Corey, Teresa, and Donna.
We understand that the presenters for the next item may be in another meeting and aren't here. So even though it's ahead of our schedule, we'll take our 15-minute break now. So I show it to be approximately 10:05. We'll come back at 10:40. Thank you.